Welcome back. The Ripple Effect Part 2. Wow. I would love to ask this man of God with me in the studio this moment. We want to know, I'm sure the bride of Christ will want to know when you joined the end time message. How long you've been in the end time message? Let me start with Pastor Smart, sir.
Okay.
How long have you been in the end time message?
Yes. Actually, this is my 16th year.
16th year. Yeah, wow. 16th year. Yeah, me to say in the end time message. Well, what about Pastor Zoe, sir? How long have you been in the end time message?
By the grace of God, this should be my 16th year.
16th year also.
Wonderful. I came in contact with this message through the Bride Assembly in the year 2006.
Wow. You are old school. What about Brother Chinedu, Evangelist Chinedu? Yeah. How long have you been in the end time message?
13 years old.
You are 13 years in the end time message. Wow. Yeah, you are not 13 years. You are not a small boy like some of us that just joined the message yesterday. Well, so it's good to have you. Now, the topic at hand, the ripple effect. We are all familiar. We all witnessed these changes. This move that some of us have called the progressiveness of revelation. All of a sudden, Pastor Moses came, and things that are the pillars of the end time message, things that are like the constitution among the followers of the ministry of Ellen Brown, and then he started correcting some of these things. Imagine Pastor Moses coming to say Malachi 4, 5, and 6 does not pertain to Ellen Brown. Revelation 7 is not fulfilling Ellen Brown. You know, and many more. So I would love to ask you, sirs, let me start from Pastor Zoe. What was the effect on you when Pastor started correcting some of these things?
To be really very sincere, you know, let me take it from this angle. You know, being the person that opened my eyes of understanding, the person God used in opening my eyes of understanding, you know, into the truth of these revelations, I have been following his teachings keenly. Especially when you see him come up with a lot of emphasis on Brother William Branham, Marion Branham. And then suddenly he's coming up with some of these other sides of this revelation. It was not really very easy. It was like a bang, but...
A bang?
Yes, it was like, it was a serious hit on me. But it was also easy for me to assimilate. I have to say that.
Okay, let's hear you.
It was a hit on me, but it was also very easy for me to assimilate. You know, the reason is because I approach God's word with a very sincere and open mind. That is why it was easy for me to catch what Pastor Moses Al was saying. When I left the denomination,
okay,
you know, there was something about what he was saying,
but there was a bang, Sha.
Yeah, there was a serious bang,
okay.
And just like he has always taught us, we shouldn't accept every revelation that comes up, we should always study to see if it is in line with the scriptures.
That's right.
So, when he came up with some of these things, in fact, I was among the people that went to his office and I had to tell him, sir,
okay, no, from what you're saying, sir, you disagreed at first.
Yes. At first, I had to say, no, it's not true. But I found out something that he was too sure of what he was saying. When I went, the first thing he told me is that I should show him, you know, anywhere in the Bible where these claims are through. You know, I had to go through the scriptures. And by the time he was done talking to me that day in his office, I came to the realization that what this man is saying could be true. I said, could be true. So I had to go back with my Bible. And then with some of the teachings, I went back to some of the teachings that we have had in previous time. And by the time I cross-checked with the Bible and what he was saying recently, I saw that he was in line with the scriptures.
Before I ask you what the claims are, let me hear from Brother Chinedu, Evangelist Chinedu. How was it when Pastor Moses came and corrected certain things that were believed?
It was really a serious shock. In fact, I was first confused.
You were confused at first. It was a shock.
Very confused because truly I came to know this message through Pastor Moses. And all of a sudden, he's coming out to change what he has taught us, you know, he became very confused. And what I did was I was quiet, I was watching. But I was also afraid. I said, now these end-time message believers, would they hear them? You know, I was afraid of their bomb because even the one that our pastor has been preaching, we are not yet, you know, through with that. You see, so, you know, I began to pray. I said, God, if you led me to this ministry, Brother Assembly Church, 2009, if you are the one, give me the understanding of what Pastor Moses is saying. Mm. I began to follow him, you know, but I was just following him to understand. There was a day he was preaching Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, you know, talking about William Branham. You know, where, you know, the former light was talking about William Branham, that William Branham is the, you know,
the fulfillment
of that scripture. But when he now began to explain it from Revelation chapter 8, began to explain all the seals there, all the seals that the angel, you know, sounded. When he came to Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, he said that is the fulfillment of the Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. That was when my eyes was open.
Hey, that was when your eyes were open. Let me pause you there. What about Pastor Smart, sir? What was the effect on you when, of a sudden, because I know you have been, you've been through many ministries, and then you came to Bride Assembly. It could have been your last bus stop. Then here's the pastor you're following. Of a sudden, he's changing what I cherish the most in the entire message. What was the effect on you, sir?
Yes, actually, I must first of all appreciate God Almighty because before I came into this ministry, I've not been in contact with anything end-time message. Mm. You know, end-time message, we just see it as the preaching of the coming of Christ. So having a special message that calls people out was foreign to us. Mm. So when I came into the Brother Assembly was when I first heard about Brother Branham for the very first time. Listening to the preaching of the pastor, it seems he was using a different Bible from the one I have been reading before. Yeah. So that gave me a keen interest to, first of all, listen to what he was saying. And the truth of it is that when he preached water baptism, that very Tuesday I came, it was the Tuesday I came, the scripture was in harmony with what he was saying. Mm. I accepted it with all my heart. Mm. And that gave me the lead to begin to listen to other things he was saying. So as a man who had opened my eyes to the correct water baptism, I followed everything he was saying. And they were all in the scriptures.
Amen.
When he speak, you see them in the scripture. But the interpretation is what we or he got wrong. But mm. what he was saying in the light of the interpretation he had was in the scriptures.
Man.
So when I started following him, I agreed totally with everything he was speaking because it was in the scriptures.
Man.
So when he now have a further illumination to those things which he taught before, again, our eyes again is being opened. To see again that what is pointing out, like for example, in the end time circle, we always say, and the mysteries of God should be finished. Mm. Everyone has been echoing it from time immemorial to this hour.
That's right.
So he is, and when he preaches it then, when you look at the Bible with our blind eyes, we are seeing mysteries in the scriptures. Why? Because Daddy G.O. have said it, the man we follow have said it, but when he came down now to look word by word what the scripture says, and we also see the truth of what he's saying. So the reason why I started by saying I thank God I didn't know about the Abrahamite before I came here, because with what I am seeing now in this ripple effect, is of two folds. Mm. Those who are aggressively angry of what he's saying, and we that are rejoicing that our eyes of our understanding has been opened. Mm. If I have met the aggressors first, I wouldn't have had anything to do with the end time message. Mm. And this is the problem they are having in getting the denominationers. Mm. Because the approach they are taking, exhorting a man, we are not taught that way.
Wow.
Jesus is our absolute. Amen. When it comes to the Bible.
Amen.
So this is what Brother Moses is pointing us back, not to exhort a man, but to exhort the God of the man. Brother Abraham is just a container that God used to bring a substance. So why are we interested in the container, amplifying the container more than the real substance that the Lord brought? So that is the problem they are having. I just pray God will open their eyes to see this which we've seen. And it is very, very clear that Brother Moses is in the right
place. Hallelujah. Wow. God bless. Thank you so much, men of God. This is very interesting. The aggressors and the rejoicers. I really thank God for that. But I know you people are leaders, leaders of the church, and as such, you come in contact with many people. What has been the effect you've observed now, no longer upon you, but from others since this started, this progressiveness of revelation? What has been the ripple effect you've observed? How have they been taking it? What scripture are they resting with, as the scripture says? And what has been your observation? Let me start from Pastor Smarty that just spoke to us.
Yes. You know, with the progressiveness of this revelation, I will want to rest this explanation to what John told us in the book of John chapter 3, verse 18.
Okay. John chapter 3, verse 18.
Yes.
He that believeth on him is not condemned.
You go down to 21.
So but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Okay, verse 21.
Yes.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
Everything everyone is preaching today must be tested by the light.
That's right.
Apostle Paul said, where you quoted in the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8.
2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Yeah. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
So we there are the elect.
Amen.
There is nothing we can do against this truth. So whatever revelation every one of us that is elect have gotten, it must be mirrored through the light of the word.
Amen.
So with the aggressors, let me start with the aggressors. What they have believed with what Brother Moses is bringing out is now being mirrored from the word of God. For example, one of the aggressors that posted Prophet Samuel or something like that, that brought about saying Pastor Moses did this, he did that. At the end, he talked about Nisfisbi.
New Frisbee.
Yes. So saying that Nisfisbi is after Brother Abraham. Now, his own belief has been brought to light. Who is Nisfisbi? They believe he's the eighth prophet that comes after Brother Abraham. Sure. Where is that supported in the scriptures?
Amen.
Now, their teachings and their deeds are now being mirrored from manifest. The truth of the word. It's being manifest. Now we can see actually who they are. We are the true followers of Brother Abraham, in the sense that he, Brother Abraham, on countless places, he have given credence to, for example, Brother Simeon. Simeon, he talk about him, but he was using Pentecost. So it's left to us now to know what he's talking about, and then bring out the person who fits in there and place there.
Amen.
That is one. So They started again pointing to Malachi chapter 4. When you look at Malachi chapter 4, let us just take verse 4 of that Malachi chapter 4. It's very, very clear.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel.
Who is it? Just don't go far. For all Israel. The law was given to Israel. Before the Christ came, Israel has been operating under the law.
That's right.
And this was written to those who were given the law. The law was not for us.
Amen.
And that is why when Christ came, he said he's come to fulfill those rudiments of law that we are against us. We have nothing to do with the law.
Amen.
So the Elijah they are inputting Brother Abraham to be is Elijah that is to be sent to those who owns the law, those who are recipients of the law.
Amen.
Why are they bringing burden again to the Gentiles church when Christ has removed the burden already?
Amen.
So sometimes I'm thanking God that I didn't get into this message through them, that I'm having it from a man who is so sincere, whose heart is liberal, who is willing to correct himself whenever he sees he've gone wrong with what he himself has been saying before. Now, for us who are rejoicing over these revelations, now I tell you, everything we've believed from the first age down to the seventh age is well in harmony now.
Amen.
You can stand up now and preach accurately without thinking who is going to challenge what you are saying before. There are some statements you make. You'll be wondering, did you place this where? Did you place this where? But with this progressiveness of revelation, bro, everything is settled.
Wow. Wow. Settled. That's beautiful. But Brachinedu, you were saying something as Pastor Smart was talking.
Yeah. I was concording to what he was saying. Because truly, this Abraham of a teen has really entered the people.
Mm.
Just like he entered us, Brahamites.
Just like he entered us when we were, Catholics. You know, when a Catholic man give birth to a child, the first thing that they give to that child is chaplet.
Wow.
They give him that chaplet and draw the statue of, Mother Mary close to the child.
Mm.
The sense of what, initiating the person, into their faith.
Mm.
That is idol worship. Mm. And I see the same thing in the end time message.
Mm. Tell us about it.
I see the same thing in the end time message because what all they know is Bro Abraham, Bro Abraham, Bro Abraham, Bro Abraham. They don't know anything outside Bro Abraham. You know, the first time I met an end time message believer, somewhere, what he just said is, do you believe Malachi 4, 5, and 6? I said, yes. Do you believe Revelation 10, 7? I said, yes. Then he said, Shalom, you are in the message. he said, you are in the message. I told me now, I wasn't even in the message. I said, thank you very much. I'm in the message. So now I'm in the message. You see. So, what I see there is, the devil has deluded these people and made them an idol worshiper to worship the man instead of the God of the man.
Hmm.
You see? So, I look at them. When I look at them, I say, no, God, thank you for Pastor Moses. When this new light, Father Light began to come, I say, Lord, I thank you because my eyes, in fact, we are really back to the Bible.
Hey.
Before, we're not back to the Bible. We're back to William Branham.
Hey, that's a powerful statement.
But now I can see that we are truly back to the Bible.
I can see pastors, we and Pastor Smart not doing your head. Are you in agreement
with me? I was a serious Brahamite, so I understand what you're saying.
But wait, hold on, sir. You mean even, because you said you met this message in Bride Assembly.
Yeah.
Despite that, we're a Brahamite. Yeah. Is it this progressiveness of revelation that pulled Brahmism out of you?
Yes, now, yes, first of all, I would love to say this. I would really love to sincerely appreciate God, the feet of the righteous is being guided and by directed the by the Lord God Amen. Almighty. And I really want to say this emphatically, that as many that have come in contact with this ministry might not understand what the Lord has done. Mm. If you catch it, you will know that God has done great things. I am really so grateful to the Lord because, in fact, the truth is, I wouldn't have been attracted to the entire message if it were not to be Bride Assembly.
Mm.
Because the way with which so many other message churches preach this gospel, when you get there, you will run away the next day.
Mm.
So I believe the approach, God used pastor to bring this message to us, it's actually what attracted people like us.
It's really a Father Light.
Now, the end time message circle, I would really love to say this, is worse than the denomination.
Yeah, right? Yes. I agree with that.
I have to be very sincere with you.
I'm telling you.
The end time message circle is worse than the denomination, is dead, completely dead and gone completely. So many people are in the message rejoicing and saying that they are out of bondage, not knowing that they got themselves entangled into the worst bondage that can ever happen. Why?
Mm.
Because the average denominational has this atom of sincerity to at least to an extent listening to the truth. But a core Brahamite can kill and will refuse to shift away from their idol. Do you understand? So that is when I came into the message through the ministry of Pastor Moses Alu, it was even better. Even though as at that time, there was this thing inside of me. Each time I read the sermon book, I get disturbed. I hardly finish them because to an extent, I see myself almost wanting to see a man as God. But I didn't know how to place it.
Mm.
There was a problem. There was something about, you know, this man being dignified beyond proportion.
That's right.
Until I remember there was a day the youth contenders went to Voice of God recording somewhere in Ikeja. We went there. We had a discussion. I've forgotten the name of our brother that anchors that oversees the affairs of Voice of God recording. You know, when we got talking, it got to an extent where he felt we were actually insulting him. Why? Because we were trying to make points. At that point, we, to an extent, believed that Brother Abraham wasn't the absolute. Pastor, to an extent, was already bringing us to that light. So we poured that out to him. It became a very serious problem. It became a very serious problem. We were trying to ask him, sir, are you saying Brother Abraham is the absolute? It was a serious problem. As at that time, they had nothing to do with the Bride Assembly Church.
Mm.
You know, not until God now began to take Pastor deep into the core of the truth of what this message is all about, making us to know that, you know, Satan just wanted to mess up this blessed truth.
Mm.
You know, and when I came to the realization of all of this, okay, just look at what, there was a statement, a young man said, you know, you're trying to ask us on the people we have encountered. There was a statement I came across on YouTube that a young man made. I wish I would pick and remember the name of this man, this young pastor, this young Brahmite. I would love to say this young Brahmite. Now, he projected a sermon that Pastor Moses Alu took where he titled Meat in Due Season. Now, they got an extract from that message, but not as if they got the full message. Probably if they had listened to the full message, they would have understood what he was trying to say. They got an extract. And the first thing they were a kind of commenting on is where Pastor Moses Alu made this statement that he was looking at his sermon note 7 years ago, and he got so ashamed of himself. Now, this young man used the statement that for the fact that Pastor said he became ashamed of what he taught 7 years ago means he has backslidden and he has gone into apostasy. So it means pastor has got apostate. And when he said that, I got very, would I say emotional, because I saw someone that wasn't sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be sincere, my beloved brother. So many end-time message pastors came out of the denomination, and then they found, according to them, the truth of the message. Some of them were pastors in their denomination.
That's right.
And if they are sincere enough, some of these pastors in their denomination believed in Trinity.
True.
They believed that God was three in one, which we even know that God is not. The Bible said in John chapter 4, verse 24, say, for God is a spirit.
That's
He's
right.
not even a person to start with. But they believed that initially. You know, they even believed in baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Just to say, just a list, a few of some of these things.
That's that very we call. True.
Now, they came into the message only for their eyes of understanding to open, and they found out that they were wrong.
Hmm.
That God is that the Godhead is not three persons in one, but rather, you know, one God operating in three different redemptive offices.
That's
for
right.
the purpose of our salvation.
Amen.
Now, we did not sincerely say that if they look back some few years and see what they thought, we did not say they were ashamed.
That's
Does that
true.
Mean they backslid?
Exactly.
So how can you wake up and say that he backslid? Somebody
wow.
saw further light and you are saying he backslid.
Right. Wow.
So it means they to themselves, they backslid.
Thank you so much, sir. That's beautiful. I would love to, people have issues with this, that Pastor Moses came and corrected himself. So we want to know if there's anything wrong with that. But we'll do that when we come back from this short break.
We'll go on a quick break and we'll come back. We'll be hearing more from the pastors. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.